Bueno, cuando yo conocí a mi pareja hace como 11 años,
This is Angelica. She's talking about the first time she met her partner. It's a familiar story. Angelica says the relationship was great at first. They were happy and eventually had a child together. However, after some time, Angelica's partner became abusive.
Al principio eran golpes pequeños.
At the beginning, the beatings were not that bad. The insults were also not that bad. But now that I think about it, I used to justify it because I loved him.
Angelica says the beatings and verbal abuse got progressively worse, but she never told anyone. That's because Angelica, an immigrant from Mexico, is undocumented. She says she didn't want to call law enforcement because she was afraid of getting deported. In her eyes, she was on her own. After years of abuse, Angelica's partner eventually left her, taking her car with him. One day, she had enough and demanded he pay her back. They made plans to meet, but instead of handing over her money, Angelica says he beat her worse than ever.
Ese día que él me golpeó,
that day that he beat me, I didn't even call law enforcement on him. He called law enforcement claiming that I wanted to kill him.
The cops weren't fooled, though. Angelica was bleeding and badly hurt, while her partner was unscathed. So her abuser was finally thrown in jail. What's more, she now has a police report that documents the abuse. This means she qualifies for a special visa called a U visa, or a victim visa. Right now, she's waiting for word on her application, and there's a good chance she'll get the visa. With the police report, the visas are much easier to obtain. But herein lies the problem with the U visa. Most undocumented domestic abuse victims are like Angelica. They are afraid to call the cops, and a police report is essential to getting a visa. Maria Herrera, an immigration specialist in Southwest Florida, says sometimes an undocumented status makes these women a target.
Because they won't talk, they won't defend themselves. They're afraid to call the police, they're afraid to get any help from anywhere. And because they keep quiet, some of the U.S. citizens or residents or even other immigrants take advantage of that. And so, you know, they become victims.
Clinical Director at Abuse Counseling and Treatment, or ACT, in Fort Myers, Yaroslavo Garcia says most of the time these victims don't know they have any rights. And many leave abusers and go to a shelter without ever calling the cops, which means they have no hope of getting a U visa down the road. She says the problem is widespread.
Hundreds and hundreds of cases come through our doors. We see these cases every single day here at ACT, every single day.
Garcia says culture plays a big role here, too. She says domestic abuse is sometimes less stigmatized in the countries these women leave behind, and leaving the relationship can be out of the question.
Depending on the cultural background of the victim that we're talking about, they may not believe in divorce, or they may not understand the process of a divorce.
Immigration specialist Maria Herrera recently started a special program for U visas at the Amigo Center in Bonita Springs, which provides free legal assistance to immigrants. She did this kind of work for years at a nonprofit where she used to work. She says she's glad she can now continue to help victims in the area, and she already has an immense caseload. But Herrera says it's hard work. The U visas are complicated, and the stakes for getting everything right is extremely high.
If they get denied the U visa, then they are given a notice to appear in court, and they could be deported.
If that happens, she says, she can't help them. Herrera says luckily, in the years she's been applying for U visas, she's never been denied. And if these victims do get a visa and are separated from their abusers, they get a whole new life. Angelica says the years of abuse took an emotional toll, especially on her young daughter. But she says for the first time in a long time, she is moving forward in her life.
Mi abogada dice que yo no tengo por qué irme de aquí.
My attorney tells me that I don't have to go anywhere. She says there's justice here and I have rights, and I'm starting to believe that. I know that I'm going to be able to move ahead. I'm going to be able to get ahead, and that I'm going to be able to make it.
Angelica says she feels free for the first time in many years, but mostly she hopes other women realize there is help for women who are being abused, even if they are undocumented. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.